Talk on CNBCTV18.com with me, your host, Ekta Batra. This podcast aims to provide insight on pharma, health and wellness, from discussing trends in the industry to key issues in health with all the relevant experts. For the fifth series, the Medicine Box has tied up with OPPI, Organization of Pharmaceutical Producers of India. This series will host a range of guests from OPPI representing global pharmaceutical companies. It will share their perspective on a multitude of topics, from healthcare policies to the opportunities of the industry and certain areas of development and progress. Our guest on today's podcast is the OPPI President and Managing Director, India GSK's Mr. A. Babish, and the topic today is India's missing middle in the context of healthcare financing and more. Mr. Babish, hi, welcome to the podcast. Well, let's start with the concept of the missing middle. Can you just define what you mean by that?
Well, this missing middle definition is not just coined by me, but I guess it's been discussed in various quarters. I think its concept is very appropriate, not just only for India. In many other countries, middle class is the backbone of any country. Particularly in Indian context, where economy is progressing, and you are going to get a lot of people from the lower end of this strata and moving into the middle class. Middle piece is the important part, and they are the most aspirational part of society. Mm-hmm. They're continually aspiring to improve the standard of living. They wanted to go to it some distant direction in the society from economics and on other aspects of social development. But as far as the our country is concerned, many of our priorities are targeted towards the lower end of society, which is rightly so. Like below poverty line, we do have a challenge of below poverty line. So the government has come up with a lot of programs to get them out of the below poverty line to above poverty line.
Such as Ayushman Bharat?
Ayushman Bharat, the various insurance scheme, like for example, accident insurance scheme, life insurance schemes. In fact, I got my driver and maid also got into that. I find it interesting, not many people are not even aware. So today my driver and my maid, they have a 2 lakh family cover, which otherwise they would very find it too difficult to deal with any event that's happening in the family. So very important thing for us to understand is, yes, we are bringing the people from below the poverty line to make sure they don't go further destroyed. Very important part of our country. We have over 300 to 400 million middle class population. They are the people who are driving engine of this country. And day in and day out, they are working with a very shoestring budget, right? Because their goalpost is continuously changing. Whether for children or for themselves, from housing to education to healthcare. Now, generally, they do not have so much of savings as and when so an event happens. Particularly in a healthcare episode, when it happens, it drains the complete energy of the family, because they have to figure out where to get the money from. They take loans. Sometimes they pledge their jewelries or pledge their house if they have. So one of the biggest missing link, what I call the missing middle, is that I'm not sure has anyone bothered to look at this, the large population who are vital to our country, what effort we have taken to protect them from going into the brink of poverty
because of healthcare issues.
It can happen. I remember I was in Tata Memorial Hospital. I was talking to one of the surgeons as part of my call that I make. I have friends. And there's a family who are talking to the doctor, and they were only inquiring doctor, the surgeon, saying that how long my brother will live. Not because they want their concern, but they're concerned about
the
how
finances.
Much money that they are going to spend. So I felt so sad because his wife was sitting next to him and 2 children. Because he's worried about how to take care, because more and more money they spend. So this is a concern. Then I went and met the chairman of various insurance companies. I wanted to understand why is that people don't have insurance in their hand. That's how it all started way back, many years back. When that made me to think, we there is no financing mechanism today available, which is the power of our any society is leveraging, risk pooling the population. Like if you have and more the population, better it is. Like you have got a billion population. Actually, if you can risk pool, risk syndicate, even if somebody pays $1, you've got $1 billion. And only 5 to 6% of the population will always go require a serious sickness.
Is there some way from the government where, you know, Ayushman Bharat, like we spoke about, focuses basically on people who can't afford healthcare at all. But this missing middle, can the government do anything to support them? Affluent, I understand that, you know, you have access to private healthcare, but for majority of Indians, private healthcare is the way to go. You would go to a Tata Memorial if you had to, you know, if you had to face such an issue. So can the government do anything to support the middle income bracket?
No, no, I think it's a fantastic question what you'd asked. In my opinion, government has done a first and foremost fantastic job of us getting the, what I call it, the integration of healthcare system. See, in India, the trick, I would say, the way in which it's evolved, our entire healthcare ecosystem is not integrated like the rest of the world. Like, for example, a patient care pathway is well defined in rest of the world. Yeah. In India, patient care pathway is not defined. So what's happening is that the doctors, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, payer, they all operate very independently to maximize their, whatever is their goals. So in my opinion, Ayushman Bharat, what has tried to do is first and foremost, the first step, what has happened in Korea, Japan, 1960s, where they first is integrated the healthcare system. So Ayushman Bharat 1.0, in my opinion, it's a fantastic step in the direction where there is a big attempt to integrate providers, physician. Now everybody knows what is their accountability and the data is getting captured, how much they will get. Now they may or may not like the amount that they are going to get out of treating the patients, but at least you have a, what I call the baseline for conversation. Now this is an appropriate time for India to now move into attending to the missing middle. The way in which I recommend is to look at, you got about say 300 million people, middle class. Tell those 300 people, you've got an Aadhaar card. I'm trying to be very simplistic. I think people might say you are trying to convert it into a very simple, complex issue, but this could be a potential way of doing. You got an Aadhaar card. Most of the middle class people will have an Aadhaar card. Now, what they need to do is, they go to an insurance company where the government machinery has done what I call it the integrating the demand and go and negotiate with the insurance company saying that, listen, I want my citizens, 300 million people, to get a 5 lakh cover, but they will pay only, say, 2,000 rupees. I know that actuarial data and all has to be worked out. It could be 2,000, 3,000, but it should be significantly better than what they pay today as a retail insurance buyer. So once a government gives it to 10 or 15 insurance companies, listen, guys, my citizens will come. You need to give them a plain vanilla insurance cover, 5 lakhs, right? Now, and the government should say this 2,000 or 3,000 rupees that they are paying as an insurance premium should get an income tax relief.
Okay.
When that happens, it's more or less, it's a free cover for the middle class population. Suddenly, they will be relieved of at least a 5 lakh hole in their savings, or there is a sense of, oh my God, now I have something cover over me. Right? Now, if anybody wants any top up, so example, somebody believes, no, I need more, then they can pay copay or additional premium and deal with the insurance companies so the government doesn't need to come in the way. So in this process, what happens is that you don't have an adverse ratio, adverse population. Today, what's happening is that relatively adverse population comes into buying insurance. Those who are likely to become sick, they go and buy insurance. That is not good for insurance company because they will go bankrupt.
Absolutely.
So you need a good population, or heterogeneous diverse population, where the healthy people and also some not so healthy people. So the principle is simple. Healthy people supporting the unhealthy people. There is an insurance company who manages. They make 5 to 10% profit margin. And they do the paying. And that drives the demand for nursing homes, hospitals. And of course, now I made it look simple. There has to be costing of the procedures. How much is all those have to
all
be worked out, which currently the government has worked out for the Ayushman Bharat one. They may want to relook at the packages.
But what about the affluent? That's not fair. I mean, just because you have the capability to spend doesn't mean that you should, you know, burden yourself with so much of healthcare cost. My question is that how far is India from actually moving towards, say, free healthcare? Something like what, say, the UK adopts, or maybe a more complicated model such as the US, but nonetheless, healthcare which is supported by the government, by the center.
No, but very interestingly, if you really look at it, actually you do have a free healthcare in this country. You'll be surprised that if you can go to Sion Hospital or a KM Hospital in Mumbai, you do get free. It's not that you pay. It's just that many of the people who don't choose to stand there in the queue and they want a private healthcare. What you are talking about is something of a superior environment of healthcare delivery, like what happens in Apollo Hospital or what happens in Kokilaben. You want it to be given free. If that state
subsidized, eventually, I'm saying eventually we should probably aim to get there.
That will happen along with the growth of economy. See, you can't be giving giving away what I call it as fit for purpose healthcare, or what I call it, it's good enough, based on what you have, right? The government also don't have unlimited budget, right? As and when the economy start climbing, when it becomes $3 trillion economy or a $4 trillion economy, that is the time the dial has to move up. When
but the dial has to start now, right? I mean, towards that 2.5% spend towards of GDP of healthcare, we need to start making those baby steps now in order to reach there eventually when we become a 5 trillion economy.
No, I think I'm not trying to defend the current scenario. I think you have what you have, right? Where the government hospitals can only provide X, because large population you have. If you go to any government hospital, the amount of rush and the people waiting in the queue still itself is a big demand you have. And they're expanding the hospital, bringing new doctor, they're redefining who the doctors are. But I think we are at a time, India is at a definitely advantaged position of public-private partnership of including the private healthcare into this spin. Because other countries don't have this vibrant private healthcare, whether it is a private diagnostic center, private nursing home, private hospitals. They are doing a fantastic job. Now, what is important is that how are you going to integrate them into your bigger model? That is what I was trying to say, is that through this Ayushman Bharat 1.0, I think there's a bit of tension is out there about the way in which the pricing is being offered, packages being offered. I think we need to get into a good conversation and figure out how to support both private healthcare, and also private healthcare should support the common man. So I think we are in a very sweet spot. This is the time I personally believe the missing middle need to be addressed in a way that suddenly you're going to release a lot of stress of the people and they will start spending money on real thing of driving consumption.
And not saving out of fear that eventually they're going to face a health risk.
Correct. Uncertainty will be created, then they won't spend. Then they will be only frugal. Right? You need population who feels my health will be taken care. If I go to hospital, I'm out there, I'll be taken care.
Okay. Mr. Mehvesh, just leave us with your top 3 points in terms of the missing middle. What are the next 3 most important steps that one needs to undertake, or the government or the private sector needs to undertake in order to address the problem?
See, first and foremost, I think all the, what I call it, the provider group, patient group, pharmaceutical industry, we all, and physician group and payer group, we need to have a consultative forum first and put together a proposal, put together each one concerns. At the end of the day, each one has got a, so I think the first step is to ask for a consultation. How do we address the missing middle? Now, below BTL is being addressed. And I know very well currently the government is focused on making sure that works well in underperforming states. There are performing states, there are states that are working very well, there are states which are very underperforming. So they are trying to figure out how to get underperforming states in the healthcare where there are no capacity itself.
Sure.
There's no point in giving them money in the hand, but they don't have the facility. Like for example, southern states and Maharashtra or in Himachal, they have a good facilities. They're working well. Capacity is being built. But there are other eastern states, some of the eastern states don't have the capacity. So first and foremost, we need to build, how do we build capacity or figure out how do we get the southern states or other states who are already doing well to provide the healthcare delivery out there so that the money that's available in the hands of the people are going to be put to use. I think we need to do some transition rather than saying south is for south. Instead of that, can we do
transfer it
either through a what I call it, the offshoring or a nearshoring, as they call it in the United States, right? Many of the healthcare they are trying to do in Bahamas or Miami's or outside, what they call it as a nearshoring.
Okay.
Can we do nearshoring of delivery, but using this money that's available in the hands of the people?
Okay. All right, Mr. Vaidheesh, it's been a pleasure discussing this, and I hope that we can have a part two to get more into detail about the bigger problems that Indian healthcare faces, such as infrastructure, such as the disease burden, and more intricate issues in terms of how we can address the missing middle. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you on the Medicine Box.
Thank you.